the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
No time for a podcast intro. Sorry, everybody. No time. Ellie, stand up.
Why?
You got netball in like an hour.
That's a really good point. Well, I did a cardio class this morning, so I feel like I'm already limber.
You'll regret it when you end up in a cast, leg up in the air.
I went to the podiatrist this week and she made me bring my netball shoes in so she could assess them and my running shoes.
Were they up to scratch?
She said my netball shoes no good for my feet.
Hannah, I trust Hannah with my life.
Which is really annoying because they're very expensive netball shoes, but she said that they're too stiff for me.
Okay.
I need a floppier shoe.
You need a limp shoe.
Yeah, but I don't want a limp
flaccid
shoe. A flaccid, yeah, I don't want to wear a flaccid shoe to netball because what if I roll an ankle?
Flaccid
I want to wear
a
bloody tight shoe that's going to hold my ankle in place.
Why are we wasting this on the podcast and we could have done this gear on the air?
We could have done this for the show. Gear on air, can we?
Surely we can. Hey, a lot of stories in the show this afternoon from...
Hang on. Oh, here you go.
I always forget. No. I remember.
It's better than my old co-host. He used to throw out the rundown at 5:15 each day.
Wow.
We still had 45 minutes of the show.
What would he do for the last 45?
He would just always, he'd have to fish it out of the bin.
Oh, well, we asked the question, what have you got too many of? And we got a ton of stories about that.
Did you just pick it out of the bin, look at it and put it back in the bin?
Yes.
Efficient. All right. Silly fights. We talk about them as well. And Taz calls me his best friend.
Yeah, and I mean it. And you shut me down.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
You think you know someone after you see them every couple of weeks for maybe 5 or 6 years straight. My barber, right? Saw him this morning. Got my hair cut.
He's the unofficial mayor of Merchidor.
He sure is. His name's Justin. And he's part of the Barber Collective along First Ave there. Great bunch of guys. And I learned something about him this morning I just can't get past. Oh. Actually, and the whole place started to roast him when he told me this story.
Oh,
so
geez.
He was talking to me, of course, but then everybody else around him, all the other barbers and everything just piled on him. He goes, so anyway, on the weekend, I bought a surfboard and I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, why would you? It's a normal thing to do.
But all the other barbers let me know he's already got 12 surfboards. This was his 13th surfboard. They said, when was the last time you went surfing? You know, they were just shouting all sorts of stuff from the other chairs.
Yeah.
13 surfboards he has. Hardly surfs. He has some of this dimension that he bought. Even.
Oh, so gosh. It's not like a shortboard, longboard, Mal type situation.
No. I mean, name another 10 as well.
That's all I've got.
So,
mini Mal?
So I thought about it this afternoon. Not only am I going to embarrass him on the air and say, you've got 13 surfboards, mate. How about we get rid of maybe 10?
Think of the money he could make on Marketplace. That's where my mind goes.
Yeah, just quit being a barber and just sell your surfboards.
Yeah.
So I'm asking Sunny Coast, 545-11-919. We do have tickets to the new movie, Inside Out 2. What do you have too many of?
Yeah, I love this because people collect weird stuff.
Not even a collection, but just sometimes you just buy it because it's cheap or it's a bargain or you like having them around and then you look around and go, oh, maybe I don't need this many.
I bought $100 worth of paper towels recently because Woolies was having a spend up.
Hang on a second. Okay, this better be a real good bargain.
They had a...
How many spills are you going through at home?
It was just spend $100, get $30 off certain brands. And it was like Huggies was the main brand.
And
the
you don't
brand.
Have kids.
I didn't need any Huggies, but you could get paper towels and toilet paper. So I got $100 worth.
How many rolls of...
Oh, so many. I think I got like 5 sets of 24 toilet rolls. It was like the pandemic all over again.
That's where they're all gone. Yeah. I was trying to find some the other day and they're all gone. 545-11-919, Sunny Coast, for tickets to the movies. What have you got too many of?
Ellie from Woombah, kick us off. What have you got too much of?
It's not me, it's my dad and it's motorbikes.
Oh, love it. Okay, so my barber had 13 surfboards, but your dad has how many motorbikes?
About 8.
Eight motorbikes?
Wow.
But only 2 of them work. Only 2 of them are rideable.
Does he have plans to, like, do them up and sell them or anything?
He's planning on either giving them to us when he passes away, that's our inheritance, or he's going to sell them off for his retirement.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to inherit them, try and get the two working ones, Ellie.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. None of us ride a motorbike. None of us ride a motorbike.
I'm just thinking purely for the resale
value. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to want them working.
Less mechanics fees.
I love it,
great
Ellie.
Great one. Thanks, Ellie. We'll go now to Rodney in Prigion. Rod, what have you got too many of, bud?
Mine is a bit interesting, but it's board games. I have a bit of an addiction to buying board games. Okay. So I have nearly 100 board games.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And
they're not, like, the same. They're, like, really weird different ones.
Rod, my sister's very similar to you. She's got a lot of puzzles and board games and things. There's about half of her collection she's never played. Are you like her?
No, mine get pulled out quite regularly, but when I have friends over, they look at me and go, what is with all the board games? Like, but I never have enough options and choices.
All right, Taz, let's rapid fire some board games at Rodney. He has
Pandemic.
To say whether he's got them.
Got it.
Mousetrap.
Don't have, unfortunately, one.
No, I'm thinking weird. I'm thinking like Wingspan. He'll have Wingspan.
Wingspan got.
Operation.
Yep. Operation do have.
What about Carcassonne?
Oh, God.
No, we don't have that one.
Oh, you'd love it, Rod. It's great. Get that one. Your collection's not complete without Carcassonne.
I don't know. Taz is just a bit of a nerd, Rod, I think. That's what I'm hearing.
Hey, me and Taz get along great.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're outnumbered right now. Thanks, Chaney.
Let's go to Levi in Parigian. Levi, what have you got too many of, bud?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
Hang on.
Hold on.
Right
that was the wrong button. I got to put Levi up, not that silly button. All right, Levi, are you still there? What have you got too many of, bud?
I've got too many AFL balls.
AFL balls?
Yeah, footies.
Footies.
How many have you got, Levi?
I've got 10.
Wow.
Are they all the same size? Are we talking like a game day Sharon, or are we talking like a kid's footy and a plush one?
They're all sorts of ones. There's game day footies, there's different sizes, different colours.
Got any signed, Levi?
Yeah, I do.
Who have you got?
I've got one signed by Jake Springer.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, I don't know who
Essendon's
that is.
Essendon's finest.
Oh, okay. Thank God he's somebody. All right. Thank you, Levi. Let's go down the line. It's Sienna from Mountain Creek. Hello, Sienna.
Hi.
What have you got too many of?
Well, my mum has thousands of coffee mugs.
Oh.
It's a good one to have lots of.
I agree. Sienna, what have you got a favourite?
No, not yet.
You know what? It's useful having a mum who loves coffee mugs because you can just get her a world's best mum coffee mug every Mother's Day and you're set.
Yeah.
She can never have too many.
Sienna's been buying her mum these coffee mugs her entire life and then calls up, makes fun of her on the radio for having too many coffee mugs. Sienna, before you go, what's your least favourite? What's the ugliest one she's got?
Probably the one that says best uncle in the world.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that checks out. Thank you, Sienna.
Thanks, Sienna. Rhiannon in Mountain Creek.
It's Eli, I think.
Oh, sorry, Eli. Eli, what have you got too many of?
Books.
That's a good thing to have too many. You can never have too many books.
How many of those books have you not read, though, Eli?
None.
Oh, he's read them all.
Jeez, you must be a smart kid. Have you played Under the Pump Kids before, Eli?
Yeah, and I've won.
I was going to say.
Yep,
with a vocab that you must have, I'm not surprised. Good
on you, plays bud. With the letter X just for fun,
exactly.
I think.
Thanks, bud. We'll move on to Belinda in Alex. What have you got too much of? Too many of?
So I've got two people in my house that have too much stuff. My 9-year-old has too many skateboards, and my husband has too many matchbox buses.
Matchbox buses. That is niche.
Yeah. Let's start with the skateboards firstly. How many skateboards is too many?
I've just walked into his room and we've got like 12 we've made shelving out of alone, let alone the four that are in rotation that he skates on.
Rotation? In rotation at the moment?
Yeah.
It's like each month he goes, all right, sorry, going to put you back on the shelf.
There's the trick board, there's the cruiser board.
Of course.
The longboard.
Yeah, the tech deck. Yeah. I don't know.
Tech deck. Tech deck.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Ellie and Tazzy.
Oh,
you're
ready.
Bandle is back. Our favourite game we played each day. In fact, we gave it a miss yesterday because we couldn't fit it into the show.
Oh, the show was just two gangbusters. It was chock a block. But if you missed it, you can grab the podcast wherever you grab your podcasts from.
I'm fanging for a Bandle sesh. The way this works is a song gets broken down into its parts. We play you it layer by layer. and you have to identify which song it is. The beauty of it is we don't know the answer. We're playing along with you.
Ellie V Taz V the Sunny Coast. At any point when you think you know what the Bandal is, 545-11919. We're going to start off with a drums and sound effect layer. It is released in the year 2000.
Ooh, all right. This is when in our wheelhouse, Tazzy, as we say. Okay, layer number one.
Be something like that though.
My first thought year was Starboy, but that is not the year 2000.
That's about 15 years too late.
Yeah. Okay, bass layer.
Remember, Sunny Coast, you can come in bragging rights over the two radio DJs here. You can beat us 545-11919.
No, it sounds like Take My Breath Away, which is also too late. All right, layer number three, are you still clueless?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh!
What? I've got it.
Are you guessing what I'm guessing?
I think let's go to Mick from CP Downs. Hang on a second, he's line one. G'day, Mick.
Hello, that is Daft Punk one more time.
One more time.
So good.
Straight into it, Mick.
When did you get it, Mick?
On the third clue.
The third clue. Or the first clue.
Third,
yeah. That's when, because you could hear the little synthy part.
Yes.
Yep, that's what gave it to me.
Well done, Mick. I won't say you beat us, because we both had it, though. So sorry about that.
We'll chalk it up as a win, Taz.
Yeah!
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And the tennis is on over in Roland Garros at the moment in the French Open. Did I do that justice?
Yes, you did.
Wait, hold on.
Thank God.
Fromage, fromage, fromage. Roland Garros.
You're really rolling the R's,
yeah,
aren't you?
I have to say cheese a bit before I get into Roland. Anyway, Demonor through to the quarterfinals last night.
Super exciting.
Huge by him.
Yeah, the Aussie's in some form. I think he's going to be big in the next couple of years. Absolutely. Even bigger than he is at the moment.
Yeah, well, he's risen pretty quickly. But I want to point your attention to another tennis match that happened over the weekend at a Challenger tournament. Yeah. And our very own Bernard Tomic playing.
I had forgotten about this guy.
Right, he's currently like 200 and something in the world. Yeah. So he's not in the Grand Slams, but he's in the Challenger Tour.
I think I'm top 300.
So. I'll see you with a racket and we'll re-establish that.
Well, I don't call it Roland Garros, so maybe that's got to help.
Do I need to bring up you on the weekend with your French accent? Oh, I can't find it. You're lucky.
Oh, thank God for that.
Anyway, so Bernard has been playing in a game, right? And his girlfriend is sitting in the stands and they have engaged in an argument for everyone
mid-game.
To see. Yep, mid-game. And the commentators commentate said argument. Have a listen.
Bernard and his girlfriend just continuing to argue about when
the long and short of it. Bernie saying you tested positive for COVID today.
And said,
no, that was 2 weeks ago. I did not anticipate having to commentate a couple's quarrel here.
Wow.
But here we are.
So he's like, you gave me COVID. I feel sick. You tested positive this morning. And she's like, no, that was 2 weeks ago. And this is in front of cameras commentators.
Does the commentator start scoring it? 15 love to Tommy.
No, but it goes on to say, like, this is not what people came here to see. Bernard,
she's hit back with, that was 2 weeks ago, 15 love, 15 all.
Yeah, true. He then went on to medically retire. He's not feeling well. He's probably got COVID, blah, 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 blah. But I want to focus in on this because it's always awkward when you see a couple arguing.
Oh,
and
of
often
course.
The arguments can be over the most stupid things. 545-11919. What stupid thing have you fought with your partner over?
Oh, I love it. Yes. Give us a call, Sunny Coast, and we could be sending you and your family to the Sunshine Coast Agricultural Show. The Sunshine Coast Show is starting Friday 14th. Tickets at sunshinecoastshow.com.au.
Yeah, the more stupid, the better. We want to hear these arguments, these little tiffs that just blow out into not speaking to each other for 2 or 3 days. We'll hear them next.
Zach from Perawillo and Ello.
Hey, fella, how you doing? Well, hey, guys.
Hey, Zach. Have you had a silly argument with your partner?
Yes, it was absolutely horrible. So one of my nutcase exes, I ended up taking her to my Year 12 formal many years ago. And I went out on a guy's night and we got into an argument because I wore a belt that holds your pants up out to a guy's night. And she thought that I was cheating on her and I was trying to pick up other females because I wore a belt. Now, this escalated very badly because later that night she didn't let it go and she ended up stabbing me in the back with a pair of scissors because she was adamant that I was out cheating on her because I wore a belt.
Oh, my goodness. Quite literally. That's not ideal. Okay.
No good, Zach.
No.
Well, that is not good behaviour by her, Zach. So
Zach only wears baggy pants from now on as well.
Exactly. His pants fall down, but he's okay with it. Yeah, we'll go to Caressa in Little Mountain. Caressa, have you had a silly argument with your partner?
Hi, Ellie and Tad.
Oh,
sorry, that was my daughter.
Hello. That's okay. Who's this?
Asha.
Hi, Asha.
I came to you for my 8th birthday.
Oh, of course.
You chose to spend your birthday here at CFM.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. Exactly.
Yep.
Now, Caressa, Mum, have you had a stupid argument?
I was just telling my girls, I'm like, which one will I pick? one of the latest ones is about getting our kids to brush their teeth. Like, of a night time. Like, I just say, pick your battles. I'm not having an argument over the kids brushing their teeth, you know, but yeah, that's the latest one.
Hey, Asha, are you there still?
Yes.
I've heard from a little bird that you're not brushing your teeth.
Oh, she's silent.
She's gone
now,
quiet
now.
Asha, you know how you love Ellie and Taz? Guess what? We brush our teeth every
night. Twice a day.
Yes. Okay, so you should as well, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't like us anymore. She's not coming back for the 9th birthday.
No, we're not going to see her again.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Let's go. Is this Abby?
Yeah.
Hi, Abby. I believe you're calling about your parents. Is this right?
Yeah. It's a story from years ago, though.
Okay. What were they arguing about, Abs?
So my mum bought the wrong orange juice and my dad didn't speak to her for 2 days.
Now, I've got so many questions. I have so many questions. I kind of agree with your dad here.
Oh.
If your mum has brought home an orange juice with the pulp.
Yeah, pulp is a big issue.
No.
No, it wasn't a pulp-related argument.
It was the store brand instead of Golden Circle.
So he still wanted orange juice. The fruit was correct. It was just the wrong brand.
Yeah.
To be fair, there's often a difference, like, in juices.
Oh.
Sometimes it's just fruit drink, not fruit juice.
Don't get me started on the fruit drink and the juice. I had this discussion, actually, the other day with my roommate, and, yeah, didn't go well.
Do you know if that was the difference, Abby?
No, it was just the orange juice, the wrong type of orange juice.
Just the wrong type of orange juice. And 2 days of peace from your dad, your mum got.
She brings it home and goes, oh, well, I'll see you Wednesday. I'm out.
Yeah.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Very soon we're giving you the chance to take home $1,000 tonight with Under the Pump.
Yeah, apparently Billie Eilish's whole new album is awesome as well. I've been told by many to listen to the full thing, which I will. I promise I will. But yeah, that one is called Lunch. Now, I want to talk about a professor in Japan who has previously won a Nobel Prize for nutrition.
Right.
For his taste-enhancing electric chopsticks.
Okay.
So there's these chopsticks that you can use that are shocking your mouth when you eat the thing to trick your tongue into thinking that the food tastes differently than it actually does.
Oh.
So he says that Japanese people are so used to a food culture that tends to favour salty flavours.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't want salt so much in their diet, they're trying to cut it out, right? Mm-hmm. So, but they've done a study, and it says that people will complain that the food becomes tasteless if you completely cut your salt out. Eventually, you start going, well, nothing tastes good anymore.
Correct. You think of ramen. Ramen is a very salty dish. Mm. The broth,
yeah,
so much salt in it. You take the broth away, it's just water. You know?
Like. That's right. Yeah, so it's so he's combated it. He's changed it up, though. He said chopsticks may be a bit niche.
Mm.
Let's go an electric spoon. Would you buy, Chaney, for $200 Australian, an electric spoon that makes food taste saltier?
You had me when you said a spoon that makes food taste saltier. You mm-hmm. lost me when you said electric and the zapping of your tongue. So, that freaks me out. So I don't want anything zapping my tongue.
The spoon weighs 60 grams and runs on a rechargeable lithium battery.
Mm, yeah.
They're going to be selling 200 prototypes for about $200 Australian each. Once those are selling, then they're going to hopefully find a retailer to stock them. They're hoping to have over 1 million spoons out there in the next couple of years.
So you're not ingesting any salt? Like it's not
no.
a salt-rimmed, like a margarita cup. Like
no, I'm trying to find out exactly how it works. It looks like the taste receptors on your tongue, you have different sort of senses mm-hmm. as to what the food is supposed to taste like.
Mm-hmm.
The spoon shocks your tongue into thinking those receptors are going off. So it's a little bit like,
what?
You know those batteries? Did you ever do this as a kid? You had the 9-volt batteries.
And
you put your tongue on it.
Yes, that's right? Why I do not want to put a battery operated anything
Imagine
in my
that.
Mouth.
But it's just ramen, and every time you go, oh, I can't wait for this mouthful.
No, no, just give me the ramen and I'll go to the gym.
And you're $200
no.
for a spoon.
No, absolutely not. I'm happy with just...
Oh, I'd love to try it.
Okay, well, if you want to spare the $200...
Anybody who can win the Nobel Prize of Nutrition must know what they're doing, right?
Absolutely. All right, well, if you win Under the Pump next, $1,000, you can buy yourself a salty spoon.
Five. You can buy five of them.
So true.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Coast. I hope you are like me. I was feeling pretty crappy after the weekend.
Oh, bud. Do you want me to give you a big old hug?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Because I think I am the worst tipper ever on the weekend. NRL, AFL, you host the CFM work tipping. It's about 15, 20 of us here.
Oh, yeah, they call me Tip Master General.
Tip?
Tip Master,
Tip Master General. General. Good, good.
Yes,
there were 5 games of NRL last week.
Mm.
I got 0. Correct. I can't believe it. Like,
I know.
Right?
I know.
7 games of AFL, mm-hmm. I got 2.
I know.
12 games of sport happened. I got 2 right.
I know. 50,
it's
was a
50-50.
But the thing is, you're not alone. You know, everyone had a crappy round of footy over the weekend. And that's the thing. Origin just gets in the way. And I've long said this about Origin. I'm a bit off Origin. I think it's great.
Well, there's a big debate going on where Origin, should it be its standalone thing?
Yes, it shouldn't be mid-season. You shouldn't be leaving... The NRL should be the premier competition, right?
Okay.
That should be the height of height, winning an NRL premiership.
It's not.
It's not. No, Origin takes precedence.
Yes.
Which is not fair.
It's like the Avengers.
The
yeah.
Yeah, that's silly to me.
Okay. So you think NRL should take place, so Origin should move aside
yes.
for the NRL.
And should be played at the start or the end of the season.
I really enjoyed Origin when it was at the end of the year, a couple of years ago during COVID mm-hmm. they did it. But that was because no international league was happening.
Yeah,
they
get rid of that.
World Cups and, no, that's... That's great.
There's too many comps in the NRL. AFL, you've just got your 23 rounds and yep. your grand final and yep. that's it.
Nothing
then
special. Nothing to look forward to. No big things for the players to aspire towards.
Yes.
Just the same old.
Then
they
AFL
go same again next year.
That's you can be a winner in one way. AFL Premiership. Well, you can't be like, oh, I won
losers.
This and I lost
There's
this.
There's a lot of losers in AFL.
All right, you're one of
way.
The mates.
Hey.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this.
Stop. Tidbit time.
I want to get that revoiced. That's our old big boss, Rod, who does it. Do you reckon we could get him to come back and say, stop, titty time? Because we call it the titty. Tidbit.
Well, that was our old boss who's 70 plus. So maybe.
They could say titty time for us, for sure.
Maybe.
Anyway, the point of titty time is to get out any information we haven't yet gotten out on the show. Tazzy, what you got?
Yeah, the most followed and subscribed to YouTube account was an account called T-Series. It features Bollywood music and trailers. It was the most subscribed to channel
right,
on the platform. It's since been pipped at the post by Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast has claimed that top spot with a couple of hundred million. He's had a record single day of 2 million subscribers. I'm guessing all getting together going, let's just jump on and help him get to that top spot. He has 270 million people subscribing to his account.
Have you watched his stuff?
Some of it's incredible. The stuff that he's able to do, because he's at the top and he's got so much, he's got access to so much money.
Yeah.
He's able to do crazy, like, Hunger Games style.
Yeah, you give know, away $100 million.
Every day you stand in the circle, you win 10 grand. How long can you stay in? Like, really cool stuff that you and I just we couldn't fund.
Yeah, but it's just so crazy because he's such a, like, he's just your average dude.
He's so
you know?
Chill.
Like, he's such... Yeah. He's almost a really nerdy dude, yeah. You know, just, and he is
well,
the most famous person
is
on.
Jimmy Donaldson. What a nerdy name,
not
right?
Not very beasty, is it?
No, no I'm glad he's no. went with Mr. Beast. But yeah, 270 million people, and he is back on the throne. Well done, Mr. Beast.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.